"You were at St. Athelstan's all through," he said. And for a moment that seemed to me quite irrelevant. "Well," and he paused. Then, very haltingly at first, but afterwards more easily, he began to tell of the thing that was hidden in his life. The haunting memory of a beauty and a happiness that filled his heart with insatiable longings that made all the interests and spectacle of worldly life seem dull and tedious and vain to him. Now that I have the clue to it, the thing seems written visibly in his face. I have a photograph in which that look of detachment has been caught and intensified. It reminds me of what a woman once said of him, a woman who had loved him greatly. "Suddenly," she said, "the interest goes out of him. He forgets you. He doesn't care a rap for you. Under his very nose." Yet the interest was not always...